Hachette Audio presents Bone Man's Daughters. Written by Ted Decker. Read by Robert Petkoff. Chapter 1. The day that Ryan Evans' world forever changed began as any other day he'd spent in the hot desert might have begun. On the move, on the double. Redeploying, as they like to call it in the Army. Changing stations, changing units, changing rank, and all at a moment's notice, because when command said jump, you jumped. When command said lock and load, you got up, geared up, and went where command ordered you. It didn't matter if you were an E-2 washing dishes or a lieutenant on the fast track to war college. You belonged to the Department of Defense, the Pentagon, and the chain of command. Commander Ryan Evans was temporarily on loan to an Army Joint Operational Counterintelligence Unit comprised of intel specialists from the Army, the Navy, and the Air Force. As a unit, they fed and bled intelligence data from satellite surveillance, human intel assets, electronic taps, and military intelligence. Pieces of data came from every corner of the intelligence spectrum, funneled down to a direct point. Bottom line, up top, as command liked to say. Most of the time, verifying and assessing intel was like looking at a circuit board through a telescope, or like trying to open a tin of canned food with a tuba. But every now and then, intel was just that. Intelligence. Discovery. Ryan was an analyst, borrowed from the Navy to serve with the Army. He read reports, examined evidence, and poured more reports up the chain than the Pentagon could read. Nothing short of a human sieve. But in the end, he was just...